It is time for us to meet our song that got me through guest. And with Valentine's Day coming up this week, who better than to talk to than a dating expert?
Alison Ferns.
BBC Radio Sussex.
Yes, Karen Mooney is a dating expert from Woodlesham in Surrey. She is the founder and CEO of Sarah Eden Introductions, which she started in 1988 after one too many of her friends had complained to her about their difficulty in finding a partner. Well, thank you so much for joining us, Karen.
Thank you for having me on, Alison.
And this was quite a change of career for you, wasn't it?
It was a big change, to be honest, and it was really quite scary in the beginning. But I had a passion. I knew that, you know, my friends were complaining they couldn't meet the right sort of people. We were all working hard in the 80s. You're probably too young, but we were working really hard.
You say all the right things, Karen.
Yeah, well, you know, we were working really hard and, you know, my friends were complaining they couldn't meet the right sort of people. They wanted people who were free to meet, you know, who wanted to meet like-minded people. And so, yes, I handed in my notice. I only had enough money to pay my mortgage, I think, for 4 months. And if I hadn't have been 28 when I started, I don't think I would have done it because it was hard work. We used to go to wine bars, hand business cards out, things like that. But I kept believing. And the only way up song that got me through a lot of it was every time I was feeling, oh, have I done the right thing? You know, is this just a whim? Will this work? I play that and I feel a lot better.
And well, it paid off, didn't it?
Yeah.
So obviously you left the job you were in, which was at Buckingham Palace, wasn't it?
Yes, that's right, yes.
What were you doing there?
I was in charge of the civilian staff in the Royalty and Diplomatic Protection Department, which was a lovely job, fantastic job. And that's why I think, you know, it pulls at my heartstrings because I really enjoyed my job. But I knew that I had a passion. I knew that it was something else meant for me. Mm. And yeah, that's why it was very scary.
And was there anyone else doing it at that time in the late 80s? Were there many introduction agencies, dating services?
No. That's why it's scary. There was Dateline, but that was computer operated. I wanted something for professional people who wanted to meet like-minded professional people. Mm. So,
because the world of dating has changed so much, isn't it, when you think about it? Because, you know, back in the day, you know, you'd get the Lonely Hearts adverts, wouldn't you, in the papers? You know, remember, it'd have all those, like, initials that you'd have to try and work out what people were going on about. Gusot, good sense of humour. I used to love reading those, though. I used to be quite addicted to the Lonely Hearts columns. And then, of course, I suppose we've started to see, you know, the growth of online dating to the point now where I probably would say a lot, if not the majority of people, probably meet online. And yet there used to be a bit of a stigma attached to that, didn't there?
Exactly. You see, it just goes to show that I had the right idea in 1988 when I set Sarah Eden up. There was a need for people to help people to find love. And now it's gone full circle. I mean, we're busier than we've ever been. We've had a fantastic start to the new year. We've had two weddings in December.
Wow.
Two doctors. One of them lived in Cambridge. One of them lived in London. And they've now moved to Cambridge, but he commutes to London for work. I was talking to him yesterday. In fact, it only takes 45 minutes on the fast train. And they would never have met without us. And they're ecstatically, you know, they're so happy. It's just lovely.
Well, you're obviously very good at what you do. So how does it work then? So you matchmake people. So their profile comes in and you then look through all your clients, everyone you've got in your database, and you think, oh, now that they would work well.
Well, what happens if you've got two offices, one in Westminster and one in Central Windsor, where I first started, they come to, first of all, they phone up and we sort of speak to them on the phone. We find out a little bit more about them and make sure that they're genuinely looking for somebody. And then we send them our information, blah, blah, blah. Then they come to see us. When they come along, they bring three forms of ID and they sign a confidentiality contract, because we show them profiles of people, because we do have high profile people on our books and we have to make sure that, you know, confidentiality is paramount. Mm. And then once we've had a chat with them, if we think we can help them, we'll go through and select profiles we think are suitable. And together we go through and select who they want to meet initially. And that's how it works.
Mm. I imagine it costs a bit, does it?
It does start, well, I mean, you pay for what you get, don't you? Including VAT, it starts at £6,500.
Wow! But then what price, love, eh, Karen? That's the argument.
Exactly. Our busiest age group really is the sort of over 40s, and 50s and 60s are really busy.
And so why do you think people are willing to spend that kind of money when, let's face it, they could go on one of these apps and just swipe left or right?
Yeah, but they want to make sure that the people they meet are as financially secure as them.
Right.
And they're absolutely sincere. So that's where we come in. If we don't think we can help somebody, or if we don't think they're sincere, we won't take them on.
Yeah. Well, you do hear some awful stories, don't you, about these scam artists, you know, who, like romance fraud, so they sort of pretend that they're into someone and actually it's just a ruse to get their hands on their money.
Exactly. And I'm also a press officer for our trade association, which is the Association of British Introduction Agencies. And I hear some awful stories about people that have been scammed. Because people can be so naive when they're in love, particularly if you're lonely, if you're perhaps a widow, you've been a widower, you know, and somebody all of a sudden tells you how wonderful you are, how lovely you are. Your common sense goes out the wall, goes away, and you just believe. And you can do some silly things. People can be scammed out of a lot of money.
Yeah, because you want to believe what you want to believe, don't you? I think that's the thing. When you have these successful matches then, do you get invited to the wedding? I imagine you must have a lot of hats.
We do sometimes. Not as much as we used to, because we've got too many members now. But
right.
It's lovely to stay in contact with our clients. I mean, our first baby is having her own baby now. Which is lovely. And it's just really nice to stay in contact with them and hear how their lives change. And we have people come back who've married through Sarah Eden and their partner's passed away.
Mm.
And so they've come back. We've got one lady at the moment whose husband said, as he was on his deathbed, said, please go back to Sarah Eden. I want you to be happy. Isn't that lovely?
Because you're so busy helping everyone else with their love lives, does it leave any time for your own love life, Karen?
It can be tricky sometimes. It can be tricky. But, you know, you have to... It's all about balance, isn't it? Keeping everything balanced, really.
Yeah. Have you ever had that, though, where someone's come into the introduction agency, you know, you've seen their profile and you thought, oh, I quite like them for myself. I mean, are you allowed to do that, or are there rules against that sort of thing?
No, we don't do that. You can't do that. It just wouldn't be right, you know.
No.
So we have a strict rule that we don't mix business with pleasure. That would be too wrong. Very wrong.
So this all began, as we said, back in 1988, when this next song, the song that you've chosen, was obviously big in the charts. You kind of touched on it earlier, but why does this song mean so much to you? And why is it the song that's got you through?
Because the title is The Only Way's Up. And every time I had a doubting moment thinking, was that the right thing? You know, should I have left a lovely, stable job that I really loved? I just listened to the lyrics of it and thought, no, I've The Only Way's Up. You know, this is, I've got to carry on now. I've done what I've done and there's no going back.
Mm. And
I
look,
don't believe in failure.
It certainly worked out for you. Karen Mooney, our song that got me through guest, and her song of choice? Yaz, and The Only Way Is Up.